Disney's latest Star Wars movie, The Mandalorian and Grogu, goes big with its shootouts, monsters, and huts. But its strongest moments are the small ones: puppetry, cameos, and parenting mishaps. The original series took its time, quietly following an armor-clad gunslinger as he learns to care for a child. You don't need to have seen the series, but it provides the character development that this film is lacking. Even so, for families and fans, the central relationship is charming enough to carry it. A bounty hunter, the Mandalorian Din Djarin, known as Mando, now works for the New Republic, tracking down Imperial warlords. When Colonel Ward assigns him a particularly dangerous mission, she reminds him, "This isn't about revenge. We're protecting everything the rebellion fought for." Mando, however, is often more focused on protecting his apprentice, Grogu. That said, neither of them runs from a fight. Mando's mentoring begins with firm, never, and always instructions, which tend to fall on deaf ears. Grogu, technically in his 50s, remains insatiably curious and hungry, as well as disarmingly cute. Mando calmly perseveres, even whilst being repeatedly poked. Grogu rides on Mando's shoulders through every mission. This apprenticeship is a constant observation, with morsels of advice offered as and when situations demand. Gradually, Mando learns to trust Grogu, giving him space to step up and grow. Another little traveller apprenticed in a similar way was Timothy. Acts 16 says, "Paul wanted to take him along on the journey. As they travelled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers." Now, Grogu and Timothy are on very different missions, but both learn on the move, watching not just what their mentor says or does, but how they live. Originally planned as a fourth season of the series, the film can feel episodic at times. Its messy middle centres on a looks-maxed slug, Rotter the Hutt, voiced somewhat jarringly by Jeremy Allen White. Mando is tasked with returning the kidnapped heir to his family, but the mission quickly goes sideways. Rotter is fighting to prove his worth, previously overshadowed by his father. Yet no one has truly invested in him, and it shows. Even Mando wants to keep the relationship transactional. Timothy's story offers a contrast. He has been invested in from the beginning, first by his mother and grandmother, and then by Paul. Writing to the Philippians, Paul says, "You know that Timothy has proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel." This apprenticeship unfolds not only on the move, but through weakness, pressure, and uncertainty. Timothy, too, wrestles with his own insecurities. He is easily underestimated, and he doesn't benefit from Rotter's physique. Paul encourages him, but he also trusts him with real responsibility, calling him to grow into it. God doesn't wait for fully fledged leaders. He forms them within relationships. God loves meeting us in the gaps of our story and using alongside us who are mess ready to rewrite them in the light of his fullness. Grogu brings out a different side to Mando. Fully concealed in armour, the Mandalorian softens whenever he speaks to or scoops up the child. Although he struggles at first to acknowledge Grogu as a partner, at times treating him more like a pet, he eventually realises that his mission is generational. The old protect the young, the young protect the old. "This is the way," he says. The film's third act leans into a more whimsical tone as several little ones come into their own. These characters are not taken seriously as a threat. What difference can they make? But community begins to form, and that's powerful. We see a similar dynamic in Paul and Timothy. There, alongside, a relationship deepens and spreads to bless others. Paul calls Timothy my true son in the faith, our brother and fellow co-worker in God's service. And he says, I have no one else like him who will show a genuine concern for your welfare. Disciple making here is not one way. It becomes shared, creating a community shaped by trust, affection, and a common mission. It's easy to get caught up in trying to prove our worth, or to disqualify ourselves as too small to make a difference. But the God of the universe invites us to journey alongside each other, and he can be trusted to bring growth out of our everyday, messy, mutual disciple making.